All right, you wanna start?
Yeah, are you gonna do the hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I just found a good playlist on YouTube. It caught my interest. Anyways, all right.
Oh my god.
Wow. Okay. All right, I'm ready. Okay. All right, hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to, I think this is episode 6 of High Standards.
Yes.
If you're listening, you know it's been a long time
since an
episode has come out. I know. It's April 1st. The last time we recorded was, like, February 12th, or no, I think earlier than that. Maybe February 8th. But we're back.
Yes, we are.
Whether or not you're ready for it, we're back.
Yes. Yes.
And if we haven't been on your minds in a while, because I'm sure we haven't, and if you've forgotten our names, then my name is Denise.
And my name is Briley.
Yeah. And today we're just going to be, like, catching up, I guess, as we've been saying, it's been a long time since we've recorded, and some stuff has happened.
It's April. It's freaking April.
I know. This year has gone by so fast. Oh my gosh. I don't know about you, but it's been going by pretty fast for me.
So quick. I can't believe we're in the second semester, and we're basically done.
I know.
We literally take the end of course exam next week.
I know.
It's crazy. It's insane. But
it is going to be crazy. And it's going to be crazy because they're just going to be sophomores there.
Yep.
When we take our end of course exam, so we're going to be seeing people we know.
I'm scared.
But yeah,
it's so crazy how it'll hit you. Like, I thought I was doing so good at home. I was like, I'm improving. Mm-hmm. My confidence is getting better. And then I went to school on Monday to practice with orchestra, and it just I reverted back. I was just I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you feel like everyone's staring at you. Nobody cares. But yeah. So uncomfortable. So can't wait to relive that moment.
So yeah. I've been going to school for dance, and it's not bad. I'm not going to lie. Like, I like it. Like, the energy, ooh, I like it.
But that's because it's dance. Dance is lit.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Also, I got to start talking about my dance teachers because
they listen.
They're not only that, but like, they listen.
Listen,
like,
listen.
They're not, they don't just passively listen.
Calling me out every day. I see you, Miss. Okay. I see you, Miss. This is for
you. She's probably laughing right now.
This is for you.
But yeah, dance overall, it's been pretty good. I mean, like, I get there early. I'm usually the first one that gets there, so it's quiet and awkward in the studio because, like, there's no one there, obviously, so I don't know what to do. Like, oh, should I stretch? Should I just sit here?
Do I stare at myself in the mirror?
But yeah, speaking about my dance teachers, they listen to our podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, they took into account what we said when it came to the episode about the school system and stuff, and how we were like, we don't need to turn on our cameras to have community, and we also said, you know, we'd appreciate it if we even got just like 5 minutes to talk to one another, whether it be using our audio or through the chat.
Yeah.
And they actually took that into account. So my dance teacher, she, you know, gave us a class period to have a discussion about whatever we wanted. And it was really fun. We talked about some deep stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you're familiar with this, Briley, but I talked about, you know, how people, like, feel okay and then they have their monthly cry.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh. I talked about that.
The monthly cry hits so hard.
Yeah, I haven't had the monthly cry in a fat minute. I've been surfing, okay? This is like a metaphor I
use. Why did you say you've been surfing and I automatically thought of you on a surfboard?
Wait, Beyonce, surfboard.
Surfboard, yes.
Grain it up, no I'm kidding.
This is a PG. Keep it PG, okay?
PG, okay. Unless Beyonce's
listening, then let us know, yeah. And we'll sing the entire song for you.
Yeah. Hey, Beyonce, if you're listening, you want to pay for our college or something?
Exactly. Hit us up, please.
Right.
Give us a movie deal or something. Like, yeah, put us in the background.
Give us a crumb.
Put us in the background of the music video, okay?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, we would appreciate that. But the surfing or ocean metaphor that I use that when talking about, like, my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, surfing, like, I'm happy. I'm amazing. I'm doing well.
Yeah.
But then when I'm sad, or, like, I'm sad for an extended period of time, your girl is drowning. The waves, they just keep coming,
that
bro.
That escalated so quickly. I thought she was going to be like, yeah, I keep getting knocked off the surfboard. You said drowning. I'm drowning.
Oh, my God. Like, the waves, like, the second I come up for air, bam, smacks me in the face. Bro. Yeah.
But I felt that.
That's a metaphor I use.
That's why I always say I watch rom-coms at least like one a month, because I can go through the full cycle of emotions.
So oh my god.
I'll end up crying at some point during it, and then that'll be my monthly cry.
Bruh.
But then by the end, my spirit is lifted, okay? And I'm like hopeful. I'm like, one day, you know, that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
So, but yes, yeah. The monthly cry is real.
Yeah.
And just to go to what we were talking about later, I really like how our teachers who have been listening try to put the things we're saying into place. Or she's actively listening, you know?
Yeah.
And that's very much appreciated. And I just, anyone who's listening, if you happen to be an educator, you know?
Yeah.
Just, we appreciate it. I'm not trying to speak for, like, the whole teenage population, but, you know.
Yeah.
Kids appreciate when they're being heard, so...
Yeah.
You know, we like that you're taking time out of your day to listen to us ramble on and maybe learn something new. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, we've been talking about the monthly cry / emotions for a while. Do you want to, like, talk about either how your day was or, like, what's been going on in your life, Riley?
It's pretty bland, I'm not going to lie. My day's been pretty chill. Okay, I did take a chemistry test today, and I don't know, girl, did you take it?
Wait, we have the same teacher, right?
Yes.
I don't. Bad. Everyone
when I
did
submitted
bad.
It said bad. 10 out of 20, and I was like,
bro. Bro.
And you know, I was just hyping myself up in the group chat the other day, because I was doing so good.
The universe checked you, Briley.
It did. Oh, it knocked me off the surfboard. I'm drowning. I'm drowning. That's what's happening. But yes. It said 10 out of 20. I said, ooh. Anyway, so.
But, yeah. Our teacher sent out an email regarding, like, the tests and extra credit and stuff. So.
I do like
I think it'll be fine.
Even though I think, like, pre-AP is kind of dumb and, like, AP is kind of dumb, I do appreciate when we have to take the, like, advanced test and then, like, the states test, because then I can save myself with the interim sent by the state.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, if nothing else, maybe I'll get, like, a 70. Set the bar very low this time so the universe won't knock me off the surfboard.
Yeah.
But what else? I haven't been doing a lot, you know? Just existing. Stressed out about life all the time, but that's not new, you know. That's about it. Pretty boring.
There's nothing wrong with it being boring. Have you been watching anything?
Let's see. Oh, I recently went back to watching The Good Place on Netflix, because I don't know, I was bored and I was like, this is actually a good show, let me go back to watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still watching New Girl, so that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But there's some movies I want to see, so we'll see what happens. But yeah. All I do is listen to music, watch movies,
bro,
watch TV.
I've been in a music rut. Oh, music. Gotta plug my Spotify.
Yes, plug time. We should have a theme song every time you plug the Spotify. Okay.
Plug time, bum bum bum. No, I'm kidding. But My Spotify will be in, like, the information / description section of this podcast episode, and my Spotify is also DE.NISEEEEE. That's 5 E's.
5 E's. Not 6.
Yes.
Not 5 4. E's. 5.
5. Yeah. Do not know how to count. It's 5, guys.
Exactly. You gotta be paying attention. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Ooh, did I count right? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Cinco, I promise you.
Girl.
I am smart.
People are gonna clown you.
I know they're kidding. Gonna clown me. I know very basic Spanish. Very basic. I swear I'm better than that. I can count, I promise you. If it was English, I would have done the same thing, so.
But yeah, that's my Spotify, guys. Personally, I think a lot question mark has been going on.
Okay.
But also not a lot. I think it's just that things have just built up since we last recorded, so it feels like a lot has gone on.
Oh my gosh, wait, I just forgot, like, we haven't recorded since February, so
I know
a lot has happened. So as you know, if you listen to us, we live in Texas, so I'm going all the way back. We were very much present during the winter storms, right?
Oh, my God.
So we're rolling it all the way back. I was lucky enough to not have anything happen to my home. Yeah. But I had family members. My aunt had to come stay with us for a bit. And then my other aunt, their place, like, flooded. It was...
Dang.
It was... They've just now completed, like, getting new carpet and stuff.
So, oh, man.
I know. But, yeah. It was not fun. Denise?
Yeah. my experience with Winter Storm, bro, if any of you have seen the movie Parasite, the Korean movie, at the beginning, you know, they're like walking around with their cell phones, like trying to get the Wi-Fi. That's what I was doing. So I took my phone, I opened up my window and had my arm out the window trying to get Wi-Fi because my mom and I were trying to like book a hotel room since our power kept going on and off. You know, I would just like be like, I would get so excited, like, oh, I have 3 bars, oh, I have 4 bars. But like, it wouldn't even work. So
I like how that escalated just to drop.
I know.
Like, oh, 3 bars, 4 bars, and then it didn't work.
Yeah. But it wasn't too bad for us, you know, no flooding, except this didn't happen in our apartment building, but in another apartment building, a pipe burst.
Yeah.
So their water was cut off. And as you guys know, a lot of people, you know, were like forced out of their homes and stuff, and they had no power. Their homes were destroyed. The power grid, not connected to Texas, is not connected to the rest of the U.S.'s power grid.
Because they're dumb. Idiots. Yeah. I mean that.
Yeah. So we were kind of out of luck.
Stranded.
But yeah. But I'm very grateful that my experience with the winter storm was not as bad as it was for other people.
Same.
And for those of you who had rough experiences with the winter storm, I hope things are better for you now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if they're not, I hope things get better because
you
shouldn't have to struggle without power or with like water issues and water damage. Like that's, and it's not even on you. So keep your head up. But yeah, so that was, what was that, February? Oh, also, that gave me, like, major, like, COVID flashbacks.
Cause they were, like, too.
No school today, no school tomorrow, so no school this whole week. It was like, but, you know, we bounced back.
I was getting COVID flashbacks, but, like, it's not like I could do anything. My power was off. So the second the power came on, like, I got a free trial of YouTube Premium, then downloaded a bunch of videos so I could watch them offline.
That's the wave right there.
Yeah, the wave.
Yes, I'm trying, wave. I'm trying to sound so cool.
I really surfing.
That's when we were drowning again.
Yeah.
Drowning.
Drowning.
Oh yes. My god. So that was was that February?
Yeah.
On a more serious note, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to introduce it.
Introduce what?
We're black. I don't know.
Oh, wait.
Yes. I feel like we should just dive
what?
I feel like we should just dive right into this. Because I don't even we have to talk about social justice and all that to a certain degree.
Well,
right?
It needs its own episode. We can't just give it like 10 minutes.
Okay, we can give very simple. We have to acknowledge it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it will get its own episode. We're working on that. It definitely will. But I feel like it's just important to say that, you know, hate is really dumb, you know?
Yeah.
Ignorance just fuels hate. And when people aren't informed and when they don't try to inform themselves, bad things happen, you know?
Or when people just, like, they know better, or they know that they're bad, but they just, I don't know, just want to accept their evil in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They want it to be normalized, and they want to oppress the people that are trying to stop them from spreading hate and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, harm people that are trying to stop them from spreading hate.
Mm-hmm.
And those people full of hate, they hurt other people physically. Yep. They literally take other people's lives, and that's just disgusting.
Yep. It happens all the time. Yep.
Yeah. Like, I was riding to dance, and, you know, this kind of escalate. This is going to escalate when you hear it, but, like, I was in the car, right?
Yeah.
And then this car pulled up next to the car that I was in, and I saw a white man. And this thought came to my head. I was like, what if he sees that I'm a person of color? What if he has a gun?
Yep.
What if he tries to shoot me? Like, the thought just so casually came into my head. And that is the fact that I think that kind of thing because the world we live in is terrible.
Yep. Or it's like the other day I got it was like an alert, one of those danger alerts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the description was like 6-foot black man, whatever, shorts and glasses. And I was like, then immediately I thought of my dad. Like he was right there in the house, but I was like, dad.
No. Wait, this you? No, I'm kidding.
No, because you know, like, you don't want somebody to be profiled because it happens so quickly. So it was like, okay, dang, maybe don't go out so much today, pops, because you never know when you're gonna be the one that's gonna be stopped, you know?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but it's not like it's new. And I hope people realize that, like, for every one thing you see on the news, there's about, like, 10, 20 other cases that just happen, you know, all the time, daily, when there's no camera there, you know?
Yeah.
But
I thought, and the shooting in Atlanta, just disgusting. And the police were like, oh, he was having a bad day.
That irks me even more, because you don't even try to hide your bias, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you really just, this man murdered 8 people, and you're like, oh, bad day.
Yeah.
He slept wrong. That's on him. Yeah. You know?
Like, and I know some of y'all are probably going to get annoyed. Don't, because I will come for you. Had it been a black man that shot all those Asian people, things would have been totally different.
If it was
the police probably would have killed
him. If it was an Asian person that shot the Asian people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just Hispanic, anything that's not white.
Yeah.
And it would have been a mess, you know?
Yeah.
It's,
and then all the racist people would be like, that's why we don't want them in our country, blah 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 blah.
Exactly.
Bro, what the heck?
It's just, but yeah, hopefully things are changing, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And people are trying to be like, oh, it wasn't a hate crime. How do you, like, intentionally
select,
like, hand-pick?
You skip the other places and go directly.
And it's not like Atlanta is just, you know, full of Asian people.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No. You had to, like, specifically pick the people you wanted to kill.
You had to do your research, you know?
Yeah.
But that's not for us to speculate. That's not for us, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get too deep into it, but I feel like we should just acknowledge it, you know, talk about it.
Yeah.
Because these are things we think about all the time, and we thought about way before.
Yeah.
Before 2019, 2020, 2021, you know. These are stuff we've had to think about basically since birth. So. We just let you know, whoever's listening, you know, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
And it's like an unfortunate position, but it's life, you know? You gotta.
Yeah.
What's the card? What's the. Whoa! English. What's the saying? Like, deal with the cards you're. What's it? Something with the cards.
Deal with the cards. Deal with the cards you're given or something like that.
But it's something with the cards you're dealt, right? So why would it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Am I an American? I don't know. what is this? Okay. Anyway.
I don't know.
But yes. That was kind of heavy. So
yeah.
What to do next? What to say next?
Can I give some updates?
Yeah. The next update.
Woo-woo. Yeah. So in March, you guys remember how I applied for YYGS?
I forgot.
Well, I got it.
Yay! Let's go. That probably sounds so bad. I knew it as soon as I did it.
People are just like turning down their volume.
Exactly.
Like, they're clicking off.
They're like, no, that's enough for me. What is this? No.
But yeah, I got into YYGS.
Big brain.
Big brain. Yeah. I feel like I did a good job with one of my written like portions, mm-hmm. I guess. Like, at the last second, I was like, oh, snap, this has got to reflect, I don't know, one of my values, not just stuff that I have, you know, learned in school.
Yeah.
And why I like it. So I pretty much talked about, like, my experience with the karate competition, mm-hmm. that I was really anxious to do, and I didn't want to do it, but I pressured myself to do it because, you know, my karate teacher encouraged me to do it, and I was like, I don't want to let her down. And then I did trash. Like, I did so bad. Like, homegirl's feet were glued to the floor. Bro. And then I ended up crying and stuff. Whatever.
crying. Whatever. Tears.
And then the next time, I popped off because I was doing it for myself.
Yep.
And not for anyone else. And the lesson I learned was don't do things for other people. Or don't feel pressured by, you know, things externally.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. It's
like a high quality essay written pre-response. Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, very proud of you, Denise. You did that. Thank I'm not you. Surprised, Period. Though. Not surprised, but. But yes.
Very but good. Yeah. Also, I started this K-drama called While You Were Sleeping. It's pretty good.
The segue.
And there's this song from that drama. It's called When a Long Night Comes. Oh my God. It is so good.
Does it make you want to cry a little?
Yes. like it just, you know, tugged at my heartstrings. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang, this song is beautiful. You guys, you need to listen to it. And I want to sing it one day.
Period.
Period. And then, what else? I've been watching Jujutsu Kaisen. The season ended, I think, last Friday. So now I'm trying, you know, to have another anime to start watching. But also, this anime that I've watched, My Hero Academia, season 5, started last Saturday. Mm-hmm. So now that's going to be like my weekly anime, but I gotta have an anime that I watch consistently.
Your weekly anime? Oh my gosh. Yeah, dedicated.
Yeah.
You should make an anime schedule one day and post it. Like, guys, this is what we're watching on Monday. This is what we're watching on Tuesday. Do it. Oh my gosh.
And then I've been watching this anime called Kuroko's Basketball. Because it was on Netflix, and I thought it only had one season, but it turns out there are 4.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm, like, bound to it now. Like, if I started, I gotta finish it.
Yeah.
But I've been moving really slowly with it.
How many episodes are in it? Each per season?
Like, 24, I think.
Oh, that's a lot of show.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Speaking of music, I've been listening to, like, jazz. Mm-hmm. This is really random.
That's cool.
Jazz recently. I feel like, mm-hmm. it's so freaking cool. My school account YouTube is immaculate. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. It's full of like TED Eds and like random, mm-hmm. educational videos and like full musical soundtracks. and jazz and tiny desk concerts. Yeah, it's so high quality. Oh my gosh, I love it.
Bro, speaking of music, yesterday, last night, I was watching BTS music videos. I just watched like one or two. Yes. And they made me so happy. Like I remember how I felt when I watched them first. And I was like, man, that was awesome. And BTS, they are not problematic at all. Like, they're not. Like, they're the only artist you can rely on to not be problematic.
They're probably not allowed to be problematic, though, literally. Like,
yeah, but like, I mean, it's been like almost 8 years with them.
Yep.
So if they were problematic, something should have slipped. But
somebody should have slipped up by now.
But like, they're just awesome and I love their music, and I feel like I've been falling off like the past 1 or 2 years, and I'm like, Denise, you got to start listening to them consistently again. But like, their music makes you so happy. Though?
When they got really popular, lots of people stopped listening to them. Like, lots of their original fans. I heard people talking about that. They were like, I don't like them. Because
those are the annoying people.
They got, like,
I'm sorry.
Mainstream. And, like, I get, it's annoying because they're, like, the only K-pop representation in American media. Yeah. Literally, it's only BTS. But at the same time, like, hype them up. They're doing something, you know?
Yeah. Like, why be salty just because they're not your little secret anymore?
Exactly.
Or because you're not special because they're not mainstream. Mm-hmm. Like, if you actually like BTS, you'll listen to them no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And I was also like, there's this joke, like, stream something for clear skin, for example. So I'm like, this is why my skin hasn't been clear. I was like, I gotta start streaming BTS again.
You've been depriving yourself.
I know. But yeah. Also, I've been listening to Five Sauce religiously for the past year. Oh my god, their music is so good. Youngblood, I don't care that's like their most popular song. Ooh, it just
I only fills know me with a this total good feeling. Of 3 5 Sauce songs.
It's okay. It.
But they hit.
And then, yes. And then the song More by 5 Sauce, If Walls Could Talk. Oh my God. Babylon, Valentine just gets me. And Easier as well. Okay. Anyways, all I'm trying to say is that I love their music. But I saw like a clip of them on Instagram Live being so salty towards BTS. Like, someone in the comments was like, sing Dynamite by BTS. And I get it, that's annoying, but they sang another song with the word dynamite in it, and then the member named Callum, he was like, there's only one dynamite in my eyes. Whatever, people can go back and watch it if they want to, but he was like, there's only one dynamite in my eyes, and all the members agreed with him. Bro.
It'd be like that sometimes.
I know. I think they're just salty because BTS is popping off.
Boy bands are a struggle. I think groups in general are like a struggle.
Yeah. Band. Yeah.
But that's for another day.
So every time like a 5 Sauce song comes on, I just feel guilty and I feel so upset. I'm like, I can't believe y'all said that. Like, I'm so mad at y'all. Like, they're standing right in front of me. But yeah. And then, oh my gosh, I got the urge one night to search up there's literally a playlist called 2010s Bangers on Spotify.
No.
Oh my gosh, it's got so many songs that I forgot about.
No.
I was listening to like a G6 religiously. I was like, this song goes so hard.
Oh my gosh.
Like a G6.
Uh-uh. G6. Honestly, if you want to relive, just buy all the Just Dance. They got all the hits. All the hits.
Like, the nostalgia just kept hitting me because I would hear, like, these kinds of songs while I was, like, hanging out with my sister or, like, sitting in the car and they would come on the radio. And I forgot about these songs. And, like, oh, man. But, yeah. And also, not yesterday, but on Tuesday, which was the 30th, I finished reading House of Earth and Blood by Sarah J. Maas. Wow. Whoa. Whoa. Going to let you guys know, if you want to read it, it is adult fiction, so don't think any differently of me.
you didn't have to say that. You played yourself.
Look, whatever. They're probably going to be thinking it anyways. Damage control.
Okay, but is it like a fantasy? Like a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Like...
Maybe I'll read it.
Okay, the first, like, 100 pages... Okay, I just gotta let you know, it's 800 pages long. Like
800?
Yes.
Oh my gosh! I can't
know.
We'll see. That's gonna take me, like, a whole year to read.
That's okay.
Trash.
But, like, the first 100 pages, like, it takes you a while to, like, understand what they're talking about. Because, like, you know, it's fantasy, and there are different groups and stuff. And different groups in the government, and different kinds of creatures or animals and stuff, and it's kind of confusing, but it was pretty good. And there's romance in there too, as I said. I'm a hopeless romantic. It fulfilled my need, and it only made me want to read more stuff about romance. So yeah, and then the last 200 pages, it was like punching you in the face every 5 seconds, like a twist and turn wherever you look. Like, oh my gosh.
Do you think she'll make a sequel to it, the author?
It's actually the first book of a trilogy.
Oh.
The second book is going to come out later this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like that would have multiple parts.
Yeah. And then the main character, at first I was like, I don't know how to feel about her because she was a party girl. And hope this isn't inappropriate, but she would like abuse certain substances for party purposes. Yes. And I was like, I don't know how I feel.
You
like
said
that.
Not relatable. I don't see myself.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. Just like using substances and stuff. I was like, girl, come on.
You do better.
But if you do that kind of stuff, that's your business. I'm not going to judge you. But she's just a book character, so it's not that deep. But yeah. But then, like, she was a baddie, not gonna lie. Like, she was, like, fighting monsters and stuff single-handedly. And she didn't even use... Okay, I'm not trying to spoil anything, but she didn't use superpowers or anything. Oh, like, she was just using weapons.
She's just built different. Oh, my God.
I know. And she didn't even die or anything. And I was like, dang. Like, all these people with superpowers, they're dying, but you're fighting these creatures off. You're insane.
She really is built different.
I know.
I actually might try to read this book.
All right.
I feel...
Let me know if you do.
We'll see. And watch it be, all like, right. 3 years from now. And I'm like, hey. Finally, finally read the book.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah. And now I started Throne of Glass by Sarah J. Maas. And I'm only like 24 pages in, so I don't have an opinion on it yet.
I'm like in a book rut, but it's okay.
I've been in a book rut for the past year until I went to school for dance the first time. Not the first time, I think it was the second time, because last time I went was in October, then I started going into March. But the first time I went during the month of March, I was like, okay, I'm going to school. I may as well, you know, get a bunch of things out of the way.
Yeah.
And just pick up books from the library. I picked up House of Earth and Blood, and man, just blew my world. Rocked my world. So if you end up going to school, we're going to be going there for the EOC, so you could probably try picking up some books then. But yeah.
That's like, I like physically having books, you know?
Yeah, me too.
I'm not trying to break my bank, though, but
yeah.
At the same time, it's like, it's worth it.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to break my bank either. So that's why I just get books from the library. Even though, like, having a book for yourself, that's, like, God tier. Like, you can read it as much as you want, and there won't be other people's germs on it.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, in Throne of Glass, there's someone writing an oh whoa or ooh on the first page of every chapter I've read so far.
Comedic genius, whoever that is.
I'm like,
they win.
I'm so mad at whoever did that.
They win.
If that was you. No, they don't win.
Yes, they do. They win.
Well, they do because they're making me mad.
Exactly. Oh, they win.
I was like, again,
literally, comedic genius.
Outsold Kevin Hart.
Exact comedian of the year right there.
Wow.
Talented. Wow. Right there.
Talented. I know.
I always wanted to do dumb stuff like that, but I'm too scared. I'm a scary cat.
The most rebellious thing you'll do is fold a page.
Exactly. Fold
a quarter of a page.
Exactly. That's what I'd be on right there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Also, I told my dance teachers about House of Earth and Blood. And I gave them the same warning. It's adult fiction, so don't think any differently of me. And they laughed. Bro, I'm kind of scared. Because, like, what if they read it? They're probably going to read it just because I'm saying this.
Mm-hmm. Literally, like, when your teachers ask you what you're watching on Netflix or something, and yeah. I have to think of, like, the cleanest show I'm watching. And I'm like, whoa, yes.
Oh, my gosh. But, like, it mature. The book's mature. That's all I want to say. Like they cuss a lot. Like, they cuss a lot in that book. And then mature realistic. Stuff, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Realistic. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. You know.
But yeah.
I'm trying to. This is, like, not related at all. But I just mm-hmm. looked at my shoes in the corner. And it reminded me how much time I spent on Pinterest. Because I want to reinvent my style, but, like, I'm not committed yeah. to buying stuff
and like, yeah.
and actually leaving the house and looking around.
Yeah.
And it's literally my downfall. I feel like...
You want to know what's my downfall?
What?
Like, there are clothes I want to wear that I think are cute, but, like, I know that once I put them on and I leave the house, I'll start feeling icky
so
and weird and exposed. Yes.
Like, I could have the nicest outfit on and I'll be like, nah, I'll bring, like, the biggest hoodie. And then it'll ruin the whole thing. Like, you're gonna be uncomfortable. You're gonna be uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get the confidence and then get some high quality outfits and really just be a 10 out of 10, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to come full circle. You would think yeah. one would glow up during the quarantine, mm-hmm. during these times, but one has not.
Bro, me neither. I'm trying to glow up now.
Oh my gosh. I'm literally at, like, a steady line. It's just woo. That's it. Oh my gosh. I started watching,
bro.
You know, Hyrum on YouTube, the skincare dude.
Yes.
Okay. I started watching him, and now I feel mm-hmm. like I really need to get myself together on that front too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to come full circle, but
yeah,
it's not working. I put in no effort, but it's not working. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
Sorry, I'm on Pinterest now because you talked to me.
We should do one where we go through our Pinterest
board. Oh my gosh. Yes. I have one called Dangerous, and that's, like, what I would look like if I was a baddie. Like,
no.
Like, oh my gosh, wait, Nicki Minaj, pretty face, perfect body. Like, that's literally what that board is. Like, what my dream body would look like, what my dream clothes would look like if I were a baddie, the kind of clothes I would wear if I were a baddie.
Mm-mm. Oh my god! I want to expose myself. So my most embarrassing board is a Tom Holland board.
Oh my no! It's okay, Riley.
It literally has 89 pins. 89. I never read that before. There's 89 pins on here.
People be like, "I watched Spider-Man for the plot."
The plot. The only reason. Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
I can't believe there's 89 pins in there. Somebody lied. There is no way. Okay, I just want to preface, though. I haven't added anything to this in, like... Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had a phone call.
Yeah.
But yes, this is my most embarrassing board.
It's okay, Briley. I'll expose myself, too. Okay, I'm just gonna say it right now. I usually watch animes. I usually get interested in animes first because I know there's an attractive character. So I have a board on Pinterest with, like, some anime characters that I have crushes on. And it's called, this is, like, the most, like, straight boy thing ever, but it's called Simp.
It's the love of fictional characters yes. for me.
Yes. Look, oh my, Riley.
How so?
I'm not about to expose you right now.
Don't do it.
Wattpad.
We don't talk about that time. But you know how I didn't even realize like YGLEB was like fan fiction for a while. Like I was just reading stories. Like I read a whole Dan and Phil fan fiction series, and I didn't even like I didn't even know.
Oh
Dan
my
and Phil
god!
Were. But the story was slapped.
Oh my god!
And I was like, "What is this?" And then I realized, and I was like, "Oh!" But I kept reading because the books were cool. But yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe this board has 89 pins. Oh my gosh.
This is
gosh.
Not just a catch-up episode.
That's so sad. I'm not, like, obsessed, but I do think he's cool still.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-mm.
Now I'm on my anime boy board. Oh my gosh. Wow. I have taste, guys.
Oh my gosh. I'm probably, like, I have a whole board of musical theater stuff. That's probably like my only fangirl other moment. Oh, there's so many things in here.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
This is sad. Is this who I am?
That's what I was thinking to myself when I made this board. Is this who I am? Wait. No. What is we doing?
Literally. Oh, my gosh. Embarrassing.
Are you not embarrassed? Gosh.
That's all I can say. This is like... Oh, well.
Yeah.
I wish I still had Tom Holland board on Instagram. Because it's probably funny. I just keep it to remember how obsessed I was. That's literally the only reason. I wouldn't even call it an obsession.
Yeah.
It was just like... I see Tom Holland, I click. That's about it. The bare minimum. So distracted. Okay. Anyway. Yes. Pinterest. Love her. She's the GOAT of social media.
Yeah.
Undisputed.
Yeah. No comments. Mm-hmm. Like,
you know,
people like,
you're plug
not really
themselves,
interacting
though.
With people that much.
I'm like, what are y'all doing?
I know.
Like,
I know.
Y'all are on Pinterest trying to get people to follow you. It's not that deep. Like, I don't care what boards you have.
Yeah.
It's not, But yes, we love Pinterest.
I guess I can share two more things. All right. What else? This past year overall, I mean, I've been working out for a few years, but like when Corona first started, I kind of fell off. And homegirl was really sad.
The endorphins,
so that probably it's probably an explanation.
What is? Yes, whatever the proper science terms.
Well, yeah.
Yes,
the girl was lacking serotonin. But for like, I was like, okay, Denise, we're gonna get back into a routine officially. So, since like December of last year, I've been working out consistently, like 5-6 days a week. It's been going pretty well. But yeah. And then also for those, okay, again, I feel like I shove this college thing down my own throat and I shove it down other people's throats unintentionally. But if you are doing your college search, I have a Google folder with notes about a bunch of different schools from webinars I've attended. I've got like USC, UT Austin, UNT,
NYU.
Vanderbilt, Yale, Stanford,
Columbia.
NYU, what else, UCLA, Columbia, UC Berkeley, and a bunch of other schools too. So if you are interested, then just contact me and I will share the Google folder.
But like
with
on
you.
College, what's something, I signed up for the college board where they send you the emails or whatever. Yeah. So,
the student
first
search.
I was like, it's gonna be motivation. Yeah. So, like, when you feel like trash, you could be like, you're gonna go to college. But now it's just clogging my email.
And it kind of
just makes me
too.
Sad.
I'm like, again,
because it feels so close but so far away at the same time.
Yeah, like sometimes when specific schools send email, I'm like, man, I feel
like
wanted.
You're one of
even though it doesn't mean anything. Like one
plus,
time,
you know. Yeah, definitely.
Probably like over 1,000 more. Because. Yeah, but like, For example, Vanderbilt sent me something.
Exactly.
Like, usually it's or like when take they the don't quiz. Even
put your name, like Brown University, when they were sending me the summer program thing, I felt so special. Yeah. I was like, they didn't even say, they didn't even say Dear
Bro, Bradley. Bro, I've been getting those That's too.
It was literally just like a flyer, but dang. I felt so special. I'm like, dang, I'm on their mailing mm-hmm. list. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Or like a performing art school called AMDA.
Like
they send me stuff, and I feel so freaking special.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah, like Vanderbilt mm-hmm. sent me something, and then Johns Hopkins sent me something, and then one time I got something from Rice. I told Briley about this. Like they sent me a whole like packet. It was thick. Yeah. I think that's just because, you know, I'm in state.
They did extra.
That's why. That's usually how I get like thick packets and stuff. But I was like, man, I feel wanted. So yeah, but Stanford, like, they're stingy. I'm not even gonna lie. Like you have to like search really hard to find their virtual events, or search really hard to get on their mailing list. They don't even send any emails or anything, because I guess they're just like, oh, we know we're good. Exactly. You don't even have to tell anyone anything. People just wanna apply special. Anyways. Bruh. Make me feel special, okay? Even exactly. if it means nothing. Send me something. So I'm like, okay, if I end up going there, like mm-hmm. I gotta fix this. Like, it's gotta be popping. Like UChicago, like end of last year, they were popping off. They were like all up in my email inbox and stuff. I was like, dang, they're in my email again. I was like,
you get like a large like amount of like private schools that nobody knows.
I think they're just doing mm-hmm. it so more people know about them, so therefore more people will apply. Their acceptance rate is going to get lower, special. And people are going to be like, oh my god, it's a good school because the acceptance rate is low. So then more people will apply, mm-hmm. acceptance rate will continue to go down, on and on and on. Rankings
but you know what's really stressing me out about college? Whatever. Is like, I know that I have to basically start this summer. Like, you have to really, like, I gotta start applying for scholarships.
Yeah.
Like, because once you realize you actually want to go to college, like, it's like you got to commit, because it's no joke, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm a major in. I know I want a double major, but I haven't figured out the specifics of it all, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, now I got to really grind and like figure out what I'm trying to do. But oh my gosh.
And paying for college too. Oh my gosh. But I know of a program called QuestBridge that matches students with schools and gives them full rides. So you should probably look into it. But, like, not going to lie, it's kind of competitive. And they only have a certain number of college partners. So
I'll check it out.
You'll have a limited number of schools to pick from. But they're all, like, top schools. So also, top schools, the word top or prestigious.
It's like, and it really just depends on what experience education. You're trying to get and what you're trying to do in life. Because, like, some stuff, it really doesn't matter. They don't care if you went to Harvard. Like, it's not changing anything.
Yeah. And I was thinking this to myself. I think earlier today, I was watching this video by this guy named Max. He's a high school student. He applied to Stanford, and he made a video, like, saying, like, why I think I have a 51% chance of getting into Stanford, just talking about how his application is unique and whatever. And he was like, college is not that big of a deal. Yeah. Doesn't matter where you go. You know, do what you want, not what you think colleges want. And I was thinking to myself, Denise, you're going to have a crisis. You're going to be like, am I doing what I want or what I think colleges want or what I think I need to do to have the class rank that I want to have. Waiting for that to happen.
Yeah. Exactly.
Waiting for not the monthly cry.
Girl, the drowning.
The career cry. The high school career cry.
Literally. The existential crisis. Not just drowning.
There's like a ball
hit.
Chained to my ankle.
And it's going to be horrible. I'm waiting on mine too. It's okay. I know it's going to happen. It's low-key already happening, because I'm such a planner.
Yeah.
I've been such a planner my whole life.
Bro.
But now I'm just, like, stuck. Yeah. And it's like, you can only plan so much when you don't know what you're doing. So, yes. I could be in the midst of it. This could only be the beginning. Or this could just be, like, a precursor, and it's not even hit yet. I'll update you guys. We'll see what happens.
Exactly. The episode starts and you're crying.
It was like a YouTuber apology video. Yes.
Oh no. What if we make a video about that? No, that could be like a cancel culture episode.
That's a perfect segue to talk about the future of our podcast and what we plan on doing later. If you haven't noticed, we are one person short.
Yeah.
Our co-host V has decided to step away from the podcast for personal reasons. That sounds super formal and it didn't need to. But yeah. So there's nothing like too serious, you know. Yeah.
But exactly. Yeah. No, we're fighting. We're literally fighting. Bro.
We're physically fighting. Podcast, right now.
Guys. No, we're fighting, guys.
Pew pew pew.
I'm dragging on the ground. Riley right She's now, guys. On the ground.
She's locked in the closet.
V is punching the closet door with her super strength, and the wood is just
right now
flying everywhere.
No, but for real, V's not officially a part of the podcast as of now. But the door's always open. You know, we're still friends. We love V, so whenever she wants to come back, pop in, she can, because we're not discriminatory. It's not that deep, you know?
Yeah.
But with that being said, we plan on trying to really hone in on what we want to do with this podcast, I guess. Getting some guests so that it's not dry when you have to listen to us talk every week. That would be trash. I don't wish that on anyone. But yeah, we got a lot of exciting episodes lined up. We're probably gonna do some solo ones with like specific topics, bring in guests and groups that we work with, that we hang people we hang out with, just trying to get as many different opinions as possible, you know, trying to expand our horizon a little bit. Is that it? I think that's
I think that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Again, don't forget to follow my Spotify. It's going to be in the information section, and V's YouTube channel is going to be linked in the information section too.
Yes,
go check out her covers, because they're bomb.
You can't remember last time you cried. It's probably time for your monthly cry. So go ahead, boot up your favorite rom-com and let the tears flow. Bye.